And we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Lamedalad, Simen Vav. So the Chayodim here deals with the idea which we saw by Mincha as well, that Chazal were worried that a person can get distracted if he gets involved in other activities and forget the daven. So the same way we're worried about that by Mincha, we're worried about that by Marv also. But by Marv we added a few things. There's a concern of going to sleep. In general, people do not go to sleep in the middle of the day. So it's not clear that there was a takana of an iser of going to sleep before mincha. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes yes, others assume no. But by Ma'ariv, for sure, it's already nighttime. And the Gemara says that Chazal were afraid of people coming from the field, that they're tired, they'll eat a little bit, they'll sleep a little bit, they'll fall, and that's it. The next thing you know, they fell asleep, and they fell asleep all the way till the morning, and they miss the Tefillas Marv, Kriya Shema, etc. So, at what point in time did they put this Yitzhar in place? They put it in place starting a half an hour before the Zman. So the Zman for Kriya Shema says a Kachavim. So Chatzis Shor Kodem Zman Kriya Shema. Excuse me. Also the Hatzchol Echol. A person cannot start eating a meal within 1/2 hour prior to the Zman of Kriya Shema, and again, the Zman of Kriya Shema says a Kachavim. Where the person would calculate this is whatever Zman he normally follows. If he's following that Lekula and the Chumrah, so he has a right to follow it for this purpose as well. So a person is always makbid to wait 72 minutes. He never davens early, doesn't do Malach on Shabbos early, etc. So he would calculate this man from 72 minutes. A person used an earlier Zman, similarly the same thing. So that point onwards, he's not allowed to start to eat. Now, what's the definition of eating? The Chayyam says, avotima ba'alma mutter, just taking a snack is mutter. And the Mishabur says an interesting thing, that bread up to the size of a kebaya is considered a snack for these purposes. So a meal is not considered something more, it's not considered a meal until it's more than a kebaya. Kebaya is two kezesim. The general rule that my rebbeim taught me is that if you look at a slice of rye bread from the bakery, a 2-pound rye bread from the bakery, which the ends is smaller and the middle gets wider. If you take a slice out of the middle, it's a pretty standard size for most bakeries, especially in the New York area. You take that slice out of the middle, one slice is a kebaya. So half of that is the volume of a half of that is a kezias. So how large is a kezias? It's about half of that slice of bread. Double that, and you're going to get a kebaya. So a person would eat bread up to that size. So that's considered a snack. Person eats more than that already, that's instead of making a meal, and that is not permitted during this time frame. We'll see some other leniencies as we go along. In regards to Pasim Abakistan, bread like mizonos, like most cakes, etc., be the same shear. For these purposes, a person eats a piece of cake up to the size of a kebaya, that's permitted before Marav, that's considered just a snack. A person wants to eat fruit, or wants to eat meat or fish or something of that sort without washing. According to the straight halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, that's not considered a meal, and that's going to be mutter. That's Mishabura follows that as well. Now, the question which the place can deal with is, do we say nowadays, because the way people eat nowadays, many people do not wash and they make a meal out of meat, fish, fruits, mizonos, adama. So maybe nowadays that's called making a meal. And again, the point of Chazal wasn't specifically the idea of bread versus something else. But you lived in a world where meal always was bread. When you just ate these items, that's clear you're just taking a snack, you're planning to eat later on. So the person is not going to be nimshach into his meal and forget about other davening marav, saying Shema davening marav. But nowadays, where people do make their meals out of these type of items. So maybe that halacha is going to be different. So going with straight Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be permitted. And this is a question which the Achronim raised. I'm going to talk about that more in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.